two curly horns grew out of its head and shot off in opposite directions. Its whiskers were 5 feet long and swayed gently back and forth, as if doing a ribbon dance. Suddenly, it swooped down next to me and stared at me with its eyes, which were as big as tires. "You will have a son, a strong and healthy son, who will grow up to do many wonderful things." And that is how I heard of the news about Keem. Pa told me the dragon visited him many times, and each time it gave him messages about our births. So here I am, my hair dancing about like whiskers behind me, and my hands flapping like wings, flying above the world until Pa summons me away. Ma says I ask too many questions. When I ask what Pa does at work, she tells me he is a military policeman. He has 4 stripes on his uniform, which means he makes good money. Ma then said that someone once tried to kill him by putting a bomb in our trash can when I was 1 or 2 years old. I have no memory of this and ask, "Why would someone want to kill him?" I asked her. When the planes started dropping bombs in the countryside, many people moved to Phnom Penh. Once here, they could not find work, and they blamed the government. These people didn't know Pa, but they thought all officers were corrupt and bad, so they targeted all the high-ranking officers. "What are bombs? Who's dropping them?" "You'll have to ask Pa that," she replied. Later that evening, out on the balcony, I asked Pa about the bombs dropping in the countryside. He told me that Cambodia is fighting a civil war and that most Cambodians do not live in cities but in rural villages, farming their small plot of land. And bombs are metal balls dropped from airplanes. When they explode, the bombs make craters in the earth the size of small ponds. The bombs kill farming families, destroy their land, and drive them out of their homes. Now homeless and hungry, these people come to the city seeking shelter and help. Finding neither, they are angry and take it out on all officers in the government. His words made my head spin and my heart beat rapidly. "Why are they dropping the bombs?" I asked him.
"Cambodia is fighting a war that I do not understand, and that is enough of your questions," he said,
and became quiet. The explosion from the bomb in our trash can knocked down the walls of our kitchen, but luckily no one was hurt. The police never found out who put the bomb there.